Let's get this underway. Good evening, everybody. Here is Ben Yuko here with Zowar 3 Media Enterprises. Welcome to the Current Event Show special on this first night of the year, a Sunday, October 1st, 2023. Just want to join. Thank you for joining me today. And I know you might be listening to this show and simulcasting this podcast right now. I am so much excited. It says we will beat the Blue Jays from Scott. Scott, that's right. We are going to beat the Blue Jays because that is going to be a special game going around every time and every day. I just want to say to all the Twins fans and all the Twins thank you for this successful season. And we want to also, I want to first start off and say a special thank you to Jonathan Mason doing the him and Julius Coleman that are doing the Next Level collaborations. I want to thank them for all what has been done, what has been successful, what has been keeping the star up and keeping everything in place. I want to thank them. Thank you for that. And we're going to be doing more with Next Level collaborations as it go. MLB, everybody has different disagreements. You know what? Let's hash those out as men. Let's hash them out. Let's handle it like adults. And let's do this the way it needs to be done. Now I'm gonna talk about first the month of September. I'm very, very happy with what I saw in September. I am extremely happy. Being Cleveland was one big thing we did. Being Cleveland was a big thing. Taking out opponents that we are supposed to take out. Oh, so like for example, let's go back to the past, our past schedule. Give me a second here. Okay. So I know that we didn't win today, but I'm just gonna go over some of the important stuff that we got going on right now. So you all know that Tuesday we play the Blue Jays for three games, but we need to win both games so we don't have to compete. We'll focus on we have to deal with. Okay, so AL Wildcard Game 1 is very important because when we talk about Game 1, and it's going to be a really, really intense Game 1 of the series. So they've already made a decision who they're putting out for pitching for Game 1. They're officially handing the ball over to Pablo Lopez for Game 1. So Game 1 has already been decided. So Lopez has been the announced pitcher of Game 1. So we got to be ready. So we're going to be ready for the Betchies, the Grill Juniors. We got to be ready for We got to show our game. We got to be ready. We got to be consistent and stuff. So we got to learn how to actually manage the ball. So manage the ball. like, no, get some clutch hits. So I'm not saying just always hitting up in the air. No, that time is over. We need to get hits that are like very, very great, strong. Find the weaknesses. Okay, who's the weakest player on side that we hit? Okay, what's the game? What's over here? Where can I hit? Where's an area I can hit that I can find that green? Because all the time I said on the show that the green is actually your friend. The green is actually your friend. We want to make sure that this is actually the importance of having green. So the green is such an important area of the field. So we got to know where the hit green. We need to know where everything is. So every time, every person that they're up on the base, we need to be able to penetrate that and get to where the ball has to be. So I think that is when we get into game one, I think the biggest way I think we have to do is hit the ball, get it to the penetration. Pop will give out some good pitching. We will put we want to make sure we got some things. We want to make sure Brock Stewart's been brought in. We want to bring Joe Arcata is brought in some games. We got to get that pitching ring and who they're going to actually play. So the big challenge is we have to be ready. And we are, and like Scott said on here, we are going to beat the Blue Jays, and I know we're going to beat the Blue Jays. You have to be ready for this consistency. And this is what's going to have to take place all the time. So now it's time to be ready and be disciplined of what we are scheduled to do. So we're going to take this game one day at a time. We're going to get to the green. We're going to hit the ball to the green. We're going to find that green. We're going to find weaknesses. You don't want to hit it everywhere because they're going to catch up. You got to find out. And the important thing on pitchers. So when you're pitching, you got to make sure. Find their weakest pitches. And don't pitch it everywhere. Use all your mechanical pitches. Whatever, if it's going to be a four-seam fastball, a two-seam fastball. You have things in your arsenal. You have things like a sweeper, because I really like the sweeper, especially when Joe elements that were in the game. So I like where that actually goes. So we need to be ready for that sweeper. Sweeper is going to be a key play. I think the curveball is going to be ready to play. So that's going to be a play. Find me change-ups. Find all the mechanic. I like to see you guys have five pitches that we can keep the offense, because I think that bullpen is actually very, very strong. And if they're really, and this is one thing I got to say to Rock, I understand it's great to see that improve and listen to the fans. But I think our biggest challenge is going to be is if he's doing well, please, please do not take them out. Do not take them out and let them finish up the game. So if you're in a situation of a 2-0 and he's actually pitching really good and he's not getting any, at least a couple, and I will keep him in there. But I want to make sure he's able and has the mental capability to actually pitch the ball. So we have to be ready for that type of team. So everybody needs to be consistent in being ready to show where all those plays actually go. So my projection of this whole thing is I'll get a 2-0, but if we can get them on 2-1, that also be better too. That also be good too. But I think beat them in two games. 2-1, we can get something going there. But if we get 2-2, that's even better. Then we'll give us a couple days to rest, make sure everyone's healthy, everybody's getting back on the field. But the pitching is actually loaded, so I think that area of the coaching is going to be key components there too. So that's one pitching though. I also want to talk about base running. Also, we gotta. I know we're doing a good job, but we gotta also make sure that the runners are actually reading the plays. So that's, we gotta make sure that we're getting ready to read the actual plays. So reading the plays that are out there. So the best thing I can say on that part when it comes down to the Twins is please read. Let's read the play. Show that they read the play. Okay, what's the situation here? And how do we combat their weaknesses? The battle is, let's know our better men when we come to base, stealing base. I know we got a little work, but we can actually get there. And that's going to be a big component as the season goes on, as the playoffs go on. Because I want to make sure that we are getting those bases, we are getting in things. That's also a big component. So I just talked about hitting. I talked about pitching. I talked about base running. Also, I'm going to talk about fielding. Defense. Infielders. The number one thing I'm going to say, pay attention. You got to pay attention to where we got. So you got to read and make sure you are getting at that play, getting at the ball. Because that ball, when you get that ball, you try to throw it out to your teammate to get the out, you got to be ready. You got to be ready at that point. So I like what we're doing. Let's see what we got, what we did right, and what we can step it up now. And so these are key things that making sure that the Twins are ready to go for October. And that's what has to be done. So please, let's make sure that they all do well. And that's the component of what we have to do. So infielders, that's what we're gonna need to do. Outfielders, gotta be ready. Make sure that you are up there risking the ball, getting those porting out. So like, if they put, I know they're gonna put Kepler and Wall in there at those sides. Make sure they gotta watch those sides. You know what I mean? Very, very important. Very, very important. Those are gonna be the biggest component that we're gonna have to do. That is another factor where we come in and talk about getting ready for that. So we need to be ready and consistent and be hungry for that. Now that that's gonna be a big component. Be alert, be ready to get those things. That's what's gonna keep us in the thing. Now I wanna talk to the Twins fans. Let's not do like we did in 2019. Let's get real. We as fans have to be on the feet for the whole game. It ain't gonna be like 1 to 5 innings like we did in 2019. No, we need to be there. We need to be on our feet the whole game. We need to be. And this is an afternoon game, so there should be no reason not to be exclusively unaware of what's going on. So we need to have that component ready to go. So that is the best thing I can tell you, where all those things are going to be played into. So we have to be ready to be the consistent winners that we have to be as champions. So Twins fans, you need to be fired up. Fired up the whole game. Fired up then. But I also want to say, I like to see everybody doing the wave. I want everyone dancing. I want everyone on the stands. I want this thing to be electrifying to so much and so much compassion, where everything has to be taking place. And there's so much where there's different challenges in before. Because I don't want a 2019. I don't want a 17. I don't want another 10, 9. I don't want us to go 2006, 2004. No. No. This is the time that we have to be realistically be real here. Everybody, please come out Tuesday. I want the real Twins fans. Come, please come out Tuesday. Because this is what I want them to do. Please share this broadcast and share this show. Because I see where we're going with this now. We got it now. And again, it's so intensifying how people can really be so not be consistent about the whole thing. But we can be. I need you to be consistent. I need this thing to be a way that we can actually incorporate the players. And now we can be teaching some of the younger. And this is also be a teaching learning for the next generation too. And start bringing in some of the younger guys in. And we can start mentoring them and being ready and being everything. It's our time. Minnesota, it is our time. It is our time to be ready. It is our time to be well prepared and well hardworking and well maintaining of what we do. And the biggest thing, okay, now, you heard me talk about that part. Now I'm going to talk about the injuries. Okay? We're waiting for the report about Royce Lewis. We're waiting the report on Carlos Correa. We also talk about Buxton. What is the season area? What Buxton? Because it's been over 400 days that he hasn't been played on the team. And we need to have him. We need to have Buxton and probably get him in the outfield if he's ready. We got Michael Taylor on the backup. It's intensifying as it is. Man, I'm telling you, this is what we have to do. It is a time to be consistent. It is a time to be well divided, well known, well spoken, well intense. And that's exactly what has to happen. So I'm so ready and I'm so impressed of what we can do, because this is what we are hearing for. So the injuries is a key. Brock Stewart is back. Joe Acata is back. I want to see the in-depth reportings that we're gonna do this year. So I want to make sure that also is big too. Now, I want to talk about the closing of the 2023 Twins baseball season. I'm going to say, to all the real Twins fans, I want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that we have done. And I was talking to a guy, before I go back to that, I was talking to a guy when I was at the game on Wednesday about, he had a whole picture about some of the people that are actually doing the harm to some of the guests at the game, just to say that they're false in some of the security. So we're going to need to get that cleaned up for next season. And especially during the playoffs, because I want that energy. I just want that energy. I want us to be so ready and be so intense and so in fire. Because the Twins are our future. The Twins are our future. These guys are our future. The Wallen, the Edwin Julians. We got Kirilov on the team. We got Royce Lewis. This is literally our future. This is what's up. So I feel, I know we got Buxton and Correa, Watson. Even though we're on the team this year, they were actually doing a lot of things that was getting the team ready to be consistent and being ready to be champions for in the long run. This is going to be a great moment that we have to show. and the 2023 team says, you know what? We're moving on. We're moving on. Forget about this. This is right now. And Tuesday, I know we can do it. I know we can do it. Because I'm going to be there to watch. And Wednesday, I'll be sitting at home watching it too. So I wanted to justify that point, part of the point home. And getting everybody intense and getting everybody thing. So everywhere, everybody is enjoying this. And I know people are watching this broadcast because I'm going to be sharing this with all the Twins groups because they need to hear this. They need to hear this. We need to have everybody in the media to hear this. In the independent Twins bloggers, sports writers that are listening, I got to get this. This has got to be for them too. This is especially for them because they need to hear this. They need to hear me say, yo, it's our time. You got new energy in it. We got new energy. You got a whole different group of people that want to really, really set the example of what the Twins are made of. And I think we can do it, but we need to get the people around them. We need to get the people there. That's what needs to be done. That needs to be the strength. That needs to be the strain. That needs to be to show the people. And the people have to show everybody here. So everybody I take here, please, I want you to listen to this. I know you're a big baseball fan. I know you got fans. Hey, just show them. Show your kids what sportsmanship is. It's going to be great. Because I want them to enjoy this. I want them to become better at the long run. You know, I less cursed in this one than all my previous ones because I want this to be more of a adult pep rally today because I know for sure we're ready for this. I gotta say this is why the people have spirits up for this type of game. But I know this is going to be the moment that we're all waiting for. So, in this monthly report, I'm just going to just show the great highlights we have for September. Talk about our division. Talk about what we got to do. The message getting out to the Twins fans. Because the Twins fans, everybody in the Twins fans, got to be ready to hear this message. Because you have a voice in this. You have a right to be so excited for this because this is our time. What would you think about the division series at the first time ever at Target Field? Well, because just picture that in your mind. I want you to picture that in your mind. Just have a second. Because there's no way. This has got to be a way to be so strong and so hardworking and seeing everything that's stagnate to the top. And be so professional about it and that's what makes us very, very happy and that's like the whole thing about it. So I want you to be great about it. Okay. Well, the current event show tomorrow. I just want to do a special report here. It's just a brief report here. I want to once again thank Next Level Collaboration for their greatness to bring us the families out for the Twins. Thank you very much. You get our full support of that. I want to thank
I also want to thank the media outlets, the media outlet, Minnesota Sports Fan. Thank you very much. Also thanks a lot to Twins Daily. Thank you, Farrah, and other independent Twins baseball bloggers out here, because now our fan groups out here, especially the biggest ones, because you have put this full support as you can, because you need to let you know that you need to hear something like this from here. This has been Yuko from Zowante Media Enterprises. That has been saying all along, this is what has to be done. I've been saying this for 3 years. I have a page of my all the podcast episodes that go back to my older ones. I've done a few on the Twins, and you already got me content ready to actually go. But you know what? This is a great deal of a community. You know, one of the biggest things, another big moment of the year was that T-Pain concert and the concert series that was over here at Target Field. And also, please, Perufa America, I think it's Kiara Johnson's organization that has that We Step program. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the Twins and seeing that all doing your program at Target Field, because that is the people's home, and you gotta have that. You gotta have a darn good thing about it, a good workout while the Twins are away and having that space open, and it's so amazing to see everything come together, and it's gonna be, man. I hope we do well, cause I want to see some strong energy when the people are even outside of the stadium going out. I want to see people dance. I want people to have a good time. I want to see some good friendship, festivities. This is kind of the energy of Minnesota. I want to see everything with Minnesota is about, because this is the great thing about it, and that is the strong element about the whole thing about it. So that's why it's so strong, and you gotta think. What's up, Sam? What's up, Jonathan Mayton? What's up, you guys? Thank you very much for see me on the broadcast, Sam. Your support is very, very well needed, because I've done this so well, and it's been one good drive of everything. So, please, thank you very much for this. Hey, let's go Twins, because I'm ready for Tuesday. Let's see. Let's see what's going on here. Let's keep going. What's going on here with the... let's see. I want to try this new segment for thing for a minute here. It's adding. That's the thing right now is, let me see what goes on. My people on the phone. Okay, let's see. Okay, that's okay. Oh, that's okay. All right, I just want to say thank you very much for this broadcast. You all have a great night. I'll see you on Tuesday. And let's go, Twins. Good night, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow on the Current Event Show, okay? And please check out... Okay. Okay, yeah, I know he's giving the family member one of her kids a bath. Okay, that's okay. That's okay, Sam. All right. So, Watch the, yeah, but sounds good. I'll tune into, yeah. Yeah, it's a current event show tomorrow. The current event show is tomorrow on the Zoning Media Enterprise page. Tuesday will be on a brief moment on Tuesday, the wildcard preview and everything, okay? So that's everything that's getting, okay? I'll see you guys all tomorrow on the current event show. Good night, everybody.